Well, it's always a good time of the year when we get to visit with Alec Lewis because it means that football is almost back, and it's sort of back. Alec covers the Vikings for The Athletic. He is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, where he spent the day at training camp. Alec, do you feel like you're in midseason form, or where are you on your own development at this stage?
No, it's a great question. Great place to start. Very happy to be back with you, Jason. I am not. I'm nowhere close. I mean, if I'm showing up to training camp, like the coaches are like, "Should we cut this guy from the get-go?" I mean, it's mental conditioning. It's physical conditioning. There's a lot to work through early, and so right now, yeah. I mean, I stood outside all day. I smell like sweat mixed with sunscreen. I wouldn't call it a disaster, but we're teetering here early for sure.
I mean, it's to be expected, but the pressure's on you this season. I think we've seen a couple of years of Vikings coverage out of you, and this is sort of the year where we separate, like, is this guy going to get it done or not?
Right. They always say with sports writers on a specific beat, the year three to year four transition is usually where you, I mean, it's really the cut line. I mean, that's where you can discern the good from the great or the terrible from the mediocre. So, no, I mean, it's been on my mind. It's part of the reason I've been as flustered as I have, no
I
question.
understand. Yeah, I totally get it. Alec Lewis with us from The Athletic. Look, everyone with the Minnesota Vikings, every fan out there, every expert out there is only one thing that we all want to know, and that is really the details of our long snapper. Give me more information. No?
You want to know about Andrew DePaula? It's so funny you said that because Andrew DePaula is one of the most fascinating characters in the NFL. And I don't want to spoil a story that I'm going to do at some point this year, but like, I think he's 42 years old. He's had two torn ACL. No. All right. JJ McCarthy is the quarterback, and this season will go as far as this kid and the infrastructure around him will take them. But no, yeah, it's been crazy because, you know, when you have a quarterback and you have the hope of this town, these towns, I should say, plural, riding on this guy coming off a torn meniscus whose college career was so exceptional, but yet, you know, he didn't throw a ton. It's a fascinating situation. But hey, look, I wanted to give you two paths to go down. If you want to go down the DePaula path, we can do it. If you want to stick on JJ McCarthy, I can do that as well.
I mean, the DePaula path is pretty interesting. It is pretty interesting, but no, I suppose we should probably stay on JJ. Look, I have mixed feelings on whether the expectations that we have as a fan base, and frankly, the expectations that I think the team has based, where we should calibrate that. Because the team made moves in the offseason that are not the kind of moves that make you say, like, they expect this year to be sort of a nothing year. They expect JJ to be ready to rock, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Vikings are spending upwards of $350 million on the 2025 team, which is, if it's not the most that any NFL team is spending on their roster, it's very close up there to the Buffalo Bills and Kansas City Chiefs, teams that have visions and goals of being the last team standing. So, I mean, it's your point and the conversation is astute. I mean, this team, which is full of a lot of veteran players and a lot of guys who have suffered injuries in the past but are a very talented roster, is hinging on a guy who we haven't seen play an NFL game. And that is a major, I don't know if risk is the right word, but it's a major bet on your coaching ability, on your infrastructure, on this player in general and his trajectory. And I mean, it's fascinating. It's why here locally the buzz exists the way it does. And it's why nationally, like if you turn on any of the NFL shows, the Vikings are going to be more of a talker than they probably usually would be around this time. I mean, it's like the perfect do. It's you got this quarterback from college who everybody knows who's so likable. You've got a very talented roster, the golden boy coach who won Coach of the Year, and just the ultimate uncertainty. And so it's every single day we're out there watching every throw that JJ makes is the job, and evaluating him as fairly as possible is kind of the task at hand.
When you look at what you've seen so far, and obviously, you don't see a ton, is there anything you're seeing? Is there I sort of think that you can look at body language and leadership and how he seems to be vibing with other guys on the offense. I mean, what sort of stuff have you been able to take away there?
Yeah, I mean, what people probably most want to hear is how does he look? Is he throwing the ball well? And there's a three-pronged way that I know to sum this up. The first is operationally, is he getting in and out of the huddle? Easy for me to say. Efficiently, is he getting to the line of scrimmage? And is there any congestion with the pre-snap operation? And there really hasn't been any of that. I mean, it's been a very professional approach operationally. There was one fumble today, but I'm not going to make too much of that specific instance. So it's operation, and then it's throwing mechanics. Is he accurate with the football? Is the arm strength enough? Is he does he have the layering to be able to get the ball into specific windows? And I feel like if I were to grade that through two training camp practices, it's probably around like a B minus. There was a play today where a throw today where I felt like he could have been more accurate, and it was tipped and intercepted. But that was the only interception he's thrown. And the third prong aspect is the decision making. Can he make split second decisions on the fly efficiently and quickly to where you're keeping the ball out of harm's way? Because I'm now a teacher providing report card grades, I'd go there like a B+. I feel like he's gotten the ball to the right places in a pretty efficient fashion. So that's the rubric I'm walking into every day I walk in there, is operationally, how does it look? Mechanically throwing the football, how does it look? And then from a decision-making perspective, how does he look? And then, yes, there's the off-the-field. Like today, he walks off. He's one of the last guys walking off the field with Theo Jackson, a veteran safety, and they're just chopping it up. And it's that's the type of outreach that I think, and the type of infectious energy that he possesses that I think, you just want to see with a franchise quarterback. He's can he connect with certain guys across the locker room? And that stuff stands out pretty clearly.
You wrote in your Vikings camp takeaways piece at theathletic.com that JJ has flown to Nashville to work out with TJ Hockenson and Josh Oliver. He orchestrated local get-togethers with Jefferson, Addison, and some other teammates. Was this about just connecting on a personal level, or what was the goal of what they were trying to do there?
Yeah, I definitely think it's a combination of personal relationships. The more time you get to spend with these guys, where it's more of a small setting, and you're not just working with your position group, and you're getting to talk on the practice field and hang out afterwards while you're probably drinking Gatorade or water or something. There's the personal feel to that. But then there's also there were a lot of reps that J.J. McCarthy missed out on last training camp, whether he was going to start at one point or not. And so, can you get a feel for the way Justin Jefferson gets in and out of his breaks, as they say, where it's you got to throw the ball here because his stride length is so long that you gotta, it's all about trajectories and feel and timing. And so there was a part of that too. So it's a combination of both of those. TJ Hockenson said they played golf and he was ribbing JJ for his hockey golf swing and stuff like that. But I mean, you have to have a guy willing to do that stuff. And JJ obviously has been. And so that's an important box to check, but it only goes so far. I mean, until you see him live, where you've got 250-pound superhuman athletes rushing at your face, you got to get the ball in the right place in 2.5 seconds. That's the challenge that will ultimately reveal how capable he is or not.
How's the knee?
I haven't inspected it with my stethoscope, but
I expect it. I'm surprised. I thought the Athletic, I mean, now that you're, part of the New York Times and all, I thought you would be allowed that access.
Right. Yeah. I could talk more about my knee, but JJ McCarthy. Look, there was a play today where like the pocket collapsed and he just like took off sprinting down the field. And there's part of you watching where you're like, oh, like calm down. No, you don't need to do this. But then there's also part of you being like, okay, well, he can take off and just let it rip. So, as a renowned physical therapist that I am, it looks good.
You're truly one of the great physical therapy minds. As I've gotten older, Alec, I personally feel like I am a bit of a physical therapy expert.
Well, and I say this every time I'm on your show, so I'm always talking about myself, obviously, but no one cares. But yeah. I've dealt with Achilles tendinopathy over the last like month and a half, and it's part of the reason I'm such slow out of the gates at training camp. But that's what calf isometrics are for. That's what I learned in physical therapy school.
What is Achilles tendinopathy?
Achilles tendonitis. I don't know why I said tendinopathy. Ooh.
That sounds fancier, though. I like it. Yeah. Like, it sounds more severe. I have more sympathy for you.
Right. And so if you read The Athletic, you'll hear things that are normal that sound fancier than they should be. That's kind of the way I go about it.
I used to do that in my TV news days. Now on the radio, I'm just trying to dumb it down. You know what I mean? Trying to keep it simple.
No, you do a good job. I mean, I'm learning really every time I hop on, so it's good. Yeah.
I get that a lot. Alec Lewis from The Athletic. You can read his work at theathletic.com. I guess outside of JJ, is there anything else that you're sort of looking for out of training camp?
Yeah, I mean, the two big subjects right now are, the first would be Josh Metellus and his contract. I mean, Josh Metellus, it's kind of funny. I mean, he's a sixth-round pick so many years ago and has now become, like, just such a key cog in this defense, as well as, like, a very known person, I think, for not just Vikings fans, like, around town. You see him at the Wolves games and stuff like that.
Yes.
His contract is runs through this season, but usually this is the time of year where guys renegotiate, and it'll be interesting to see. He didn't practice today with what the team termed a minor ankle injury, but he was out there. It'll be interesting to see if he and the team can come to terms on a new deal. That's one thing I'm looking at. And then the other thing would just be like the cornerback group in general. The Vikings are putting a lot of faith in Byron Murphy Jr. and Isaiah Rodgers and in Jeff Okuda. And for as high of hopes as they have for this season, I mean, it's like the defensive version of the bet they're making on JJ McCarthy. And obviously it's not as big of one, but like it's a lot placed on the faith of the infrastructure, of the coaching, of the talent around them. So that's probably where my mind goes. It's been refreshing to see this offensive line, which they obviously have poured a ton of resources in this offseason. And the more, once pads are on and the drills kind of ramp up, that'll be another area to watch. But I'm excited. I mean, it's a talented team. Like, I've come on this show, Jason, for 3 years now. We've talked a lot, and they've won a lot of games. It's been very fun. But there is no question to me that this is the most talented group that I've covered in my time here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I'm excited to see it. Alec, we got to go. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Always fun. We'll get some restaurant recommendations next time. Talk to you guys soon.
Sounds good. Alec Lewis from The Athletic. Drive Time. We'll wrap up the show and get you to Henry Lake in just a minute here on CCO.